especial Noche de Brujas, Speaking Spanish for Beginners. ¡Vamos! En este episodio, vocabulario básico de Noche de Brujas. Bienvenidos a un nuevo episodio de Speaking Spanish for Beginners. Me llamo Marco, soy un vampiro de Chile y soy el presentador, the host of this show, a podcast intended to help Spanish beginners with their first conversations in Spanish. This is a bonus episode to teach you vocabulary related to Halloween. You will learn how to describe this celebration, some common elements we can find, the name of some monsters, costumes, and also you will learn how to say trick or treat in Spanish. Do you know how to say that? Well, let's find out in this episode. ¿Listos? ¡Vamos! Halloween, this special time of the year, especially in the American culture, where scary monsters come to life. To ask for candy? Good to know they're not coming after you. Celebrated at night on the 31st October. This celebration has always fascinated me, but not because I did all the things Americans do, such as wear a costume and ask for candy to my neighbors. No, it was fascinating to me because of the opposite. We didn't have a Halloween celebration like you do when I was a child. I always watched this celebration on American movies and, to be honest, I was so jealous that we didn't have it around here. That looks so fun. So what I'm going to do in the first section of this episode is describe the celebration in the United States and then compare it to the one in my country, Chile. You will first listen to the description in Spanish, then I will explain some vocabulary, and then we will listen again one more time. Are you ready for this? Here's the first listening activity. La Noche de Brujas, Halloween, se celebra todos los años el 31 de octubre en Estados Unidos. La gente decora sus casas con esqueletos, calabazas, arañas, murciélagos y otras figuras. Los niños llevan disfraces y piden dulces en las casas del vecindario. Ellos golpean la puerta de sus vecinos o tocan el timbre. Cuando una persona sale, dicen:
¡Dulce o travesura!
¡Dulce o travesura! Es un día muy divertido. Okay, so in this audio, I talked about Noche de Brujas, which is the name in Spanish for Halloween. Noche de Brujas. Although to be fair, now a lot of people also know the name in English. A lot of people just call it Halloween. But the name in Spanish is Noche de Brujas. The name in Spanish literally means witch's night. Bruja means witch. B-R-U-J-A. Bruja. And a piece of advice. Be careful with this word because it also refers to a moody woman. Bruja. I also talk about the date. La fecha. The day when Halloween is celebrated. I said, se celebra el 31 de octubre. So the date here is 31st October, 31 de octubre. And then I used many verbs to describe what happens, such as decorar, to decorate, decorar, and the elements used for decoration. I mentioned la gente decora con calabazas, pumpkins, arañas, spiders, murciélagos, bats, y otras figuras, another figures. Once again, the elements are calabazas, arañas, murciélagos, y otras figuras. Funny thing about murciélago, a bat, is that it contains the five vowels in it. And it's such a long word compared to English. Murciélago. M-U-R-C-I-E-L-A-G-O. Murciélago. Some other verbs are llevar disfraces, to wear costumes, and pedir dulces, to ask for candy, en el vecindario, in the neighborhood. Also, golpear la puerta, knock on doors, and tocar el timbre, ring the bell. And did you get how we say trick or treat? I'll give you some time to think about it and tell me. The expression you're looking for is
dulce o travesura.
Dulce o travesura. Also, I've heard dulce o truco. Dulce means candy and travesura refers to a prank. So, dulce o travesura or dulce o truco. Let's listen once again and see if it's clearer this time now that you know the vocabulary. Here we go. La noche de brujas, Halloween, se celebra todos los años el 31 de octubre en Estados Unidos. La gente decora sus casas con esqueletos, calabazas, arañas, murciélagos y otras figuras. Los niños llevan disfraces y piden dulces en las casas del vecindario. Ellos golpean la puerta de sus vecinos o tocan el timbre. Cuando una persona sale, dicen
¡dulce o travesura!
¡Dulce o travesura! Es un día muy divertido. Let's move on. Now let's compare the celebration in the United States to Chile. Just like before, we will listen first and then I will explain some of the vocabulary before playing the audio a second time. Here we go! En Chile, el 31 de octubre, no hay celebraciones grandes. Algunos niños piden dulces en las casas, pero es algo nuevo. Al día siguiente, el 1 de noviembre, los chilenos van al cementerio, llevan flores y las ponen en las tumbas de sus familiares muertos. Este día se llama Día de Todos los Santos y es una fecha para recordar a los difuntos. Ok, so 31st October in Chile is not a big deal. No hay grandes celebraciones. There are no big celebrations. Also, I mentioned that nowadays, algunos niños piden dulces. Some kids ask for candy. But that's something new. The next day, al día siguiente, Chileans go to the cemetery. Los chilenos van al cementerio. Llevan flores, they carry flowers, y las ponen en las tumbas, and they put them in the tombs. And I also mentioned what the name of the first November day is called in Chile. Did you get that part? Think about it and reply. Did you say Noche de Brujas? Nope, that's not what we call that day. The first November is called Día de Todos los Santos. That's the correct answer. Día de Todos los Santos. And that's the standard name in many Latin American countries and Spain. But in Mexico, be careful because they have the Día de Muertos celebration, which is slightly different because they celebrate on the 1st November and the 2nd November. And at the end of the listening activity, I describe El Día de Todos los Santos as a celebration to recordar a los difuntos, which means remember dead people. Difuntos is a word to refer to those who pass away, los difuntos. So now that you know the vocabulary, let's listen one more time. En Chile, el 31 de octubre, no hay celebraciones grandes. Algunos niños piden dulces en las casas, pero es algo nuevo. Al día siguiente, el 1 de noviembre, los chilenos van al cementerio, llevan flores y las ponen en las tumbas de sus familiares muertos. Este día se llama Día de Todos los Santos y es una fecha para recordar a los difuntos.
Get the summary of this episode and transcript of the dialogue on our online store, a place with amazing resources to improve your Spanish. For more information, visit www.latinla.com or check out the episode description.
And now, let's review some vocabulary of the creatures we can find at Halloween. As I said before, en esta celebración es común llevar un disfraz, to wear a costume. Disfraz. D-I-S-F-R-A-Z. Disfraz. And the plural is disfraces. And of course, it's Halloween. La gente lleva disfraces de monstruos, monsters. M-O-N-S-T-R-U-O-S, monstruos. A common costume is one of a vampire, vampiro, V-A-M-P-I. R-O, vampiro. And that's for a male vampire, but you say vampira for a woman. Otro disfraz es de zombie. Z-O-M-B-I, zombie. The pronunciation is zombie, not zombie. That sound z doesn't exist in Spanish. It's not used. So, zombie. Otro disfraz muy común es de fantasma, ghost. F-A-N-T-A-S-M-A, fantasma. And it's pretty easy to be a fantasma. You just take a white blanket, make some holes, and voila! There is your disfraz de fantasma. And another easy one you can do with toilet paper is momia. M-O-M-I-A. Momia. And that's a mummy. Momia. People also wear costumes of specific movie characters. They normally have the same names in Spanish. For example, Freddy Krueger is just Freddy Krueger in Spanish. I really love him, by the way. Freddy Krueger es mi personaje favorito, my favorite character. I used to have a sweater like his. What about you? What is your favorite scary character? ¿Cuál es tu personaje de terror favorito? That one? That's a really badass character. That's really cool. And this, my friend, is all for today. Bueno, amigas y amigos, I really hope this episode helped you to learn vocabulary and expressions related to Halloween. Did you like this format where I play an audio twice? I would really appreciate some feedback on this episode. I'm always happy to hear from listeners. Before I finish, I want to thank our listeners who support this show and make it possible for us to continue creating this podcast and keep it free. So thanks to Pamela Sampaio, Jan Marquis, and Benjamin for supporting me on buymeacoffee.com/latinele. The cup of coffee I'm drinking now to do this episode with energy is thanks to you. Also, I want to thank Christy Marie for becoming a member of La Familia on Patreon, the highest tier. Thank you, Christy, for your generous donation. Actually, I'm recording this episode with a new professional mic, and this is possible thanks to our supporters. I wouldn't have been able to afford this otherwise, so thank you from the bottom of my heart to all our supporters, including you if you have recommended our show to your friends or rated this podcast in your listening app. You have allowed us to be found by other listeners, and I'm really grateful for that because this podcast has been growing thanks to all of you. And finally, if you're looking for material about the upcoming celebrations, Thanksgiving, Christmas, and New Year, you can listen to the episodes expressing gratitude in Spanish and end of the year celebration, which you can find on this podcast. And if you feel this episode is too basic for you and you want a more challenging activity, I did a Halloween special too on our intermediate level podcast called Aprende Español con Latin L. I really hope you have fun, have a spooky day,
Happy Halloween,
and see you next year. Ciao.